Hollywood, the Roosevelt Hotel. Sitting poolside in his cabana, sipping a Cuba Libra. Jim St. Jimbo.
Yeah, I got my Speedos on, too.
Yep, you got to wear those for the state fair.
Oh, yeah, I've got the special ones with the Twins logo.
That's right. Those Twins are hot, aren't they?
They're hot. No question about it. And my Tiger is going to help him out tonight. You watch.
Well, I hope so.
You hope so, don't you?
What's happening in Hollyweird?
First of all, welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back. Looking forward to seeing you this Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, you'll be at the fair on Friday and Saturday morning.
Looking forward to that.
Okay, guys.
All right, let's talk about one of your buddies, Jack Nicholson.
What happened with Jack?
Well, you know, were you gone? Well, we heard this announcement that he's going to become a father again.
Yes, I was gone, but I read about it.
Okay.
Who's the woman?
Well, the same one, Rebecca Broussard.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, the father of his other child.
He's not married, though.
No.
What is this? Is this a new thing out there? We
new
don't
thing.
Get. Well, fine. As
yeah.
Long,
yeah.
Are they living together?
Well, most of the time.
Well, what about Angelica?
Well, that's old. That's old news.
Houston is done, huh?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. No, I think Jack's in love. I really do. No question about it. In fact, let me tell you a little bit about him. You know, that is one rumor that is confirmed. Yes, he will become a father for the second time. There's another rumor going around town that Jack is going to bring back the Joker for Batman 2.
Oh.
That's not going to happen. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
That is a rumor that will not happen. I'll tell you why. There's two reasons. Number one, Jack is too busy. Too busy, and he's too rich. That's the other reason. He doesn't need the money. I think you guys have the same agent. I really do.
I think so.
Now listen to this. Jack Nicholson is working on a movie right now. Well, he finished it. To be honest with you, he finished it last week. It's a new Rob Reiner movie. Called A Few Good Men.
Okay, what's that about?
Well, nobody's saying what it's about, but let me tell you who else is in the cast.
Okay.
To give you an idea how much they're spending, the payroll for this movie is $40 million.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they got Jack Nicholson, Tom Cruise, Kiefer Sutherland, Demi Moore, and Kevin Bacon.
Huh.
Good movie, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, now get this.
It's interesting, though, you know, that they got Jack there, Nicholson, but they had to load it up with younger people to sell it to the box office.
Well, hey, look what happened to the movie you like, China.
Chinatown?
Yeah. Part 2.
Oh, jeez, that was terrible.
I mean, you can't depend all, you know, put all your marbles on Jack right now.
No, you can't.
But now get this. That's where I said that. I think you guys have the same agent. He's working 2 weeks, not Saturday or Sunday. He's working 2 5-day weeks, $500,000 a day.
Well, he can buy a lot of Laker tickets with that, can't he?
$5 million.
He can afford to buy Laker tickets and Clippers tickets.
Well, you know, last week I announced that there's talk of Jack Nicholson with Magic Johnson and John McEnroe and Johnny Carson buying the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Jerry Buss wants to sell, doesn't
he? Well, there's, you know, the feelers are out there. I think Buss, I think he'd unload if the price were right. I really do.
You know, I read you probably read People magazine, they had Johnny on the cover.
Yep.
And they say that he's pretty sad about this business of wrapping it up in May
April. Well, I think it is really hitting Johnny. You know, he's gone through some real tragedies in the last couple of months. The death of his son, the death of his friend Michael Landon, and to a degree, the death of his career. You know, hanging it up the way he is, all of a sudden, you know, Johnny's going to be out there on the beach saying, now what do I do next? I guarantee you, he will not stay out of the business. He will come back. He'll do something. Nobody knows yet what he's going to do, but he will not stay out of the business. He lives and dies show business. No question about it.
Is his ratings held up? How does he do against Arsenio?
He's doing fine.
Does he do better than Arsenio?
He's doing fine. He's making tons of money for NBC, and they know it. You know, I mean, he's got his own audience. The people who watch Arsenio are not going to watch Johnny and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good compliment for each other.
There was a time when Carson was really king, that if you appeared on another talk show, you couldn't get on Carson. Is that still hold?
Well, there's people who say it does, but I don't think so.
Or vice versa?
I don't think so. Uh-uh.
You don't see the same persons on those two shows, though, do you?
Well,
very often.
We're dealing with different audiences. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arsenio's going to go after a much younger audience. Mm-hmm. So once in a while, I'll tell you when you see it, is when NBC is promoting. You see cross-promotion. Like, you'll see David Copperfield, if he's going to do an NBC special, you'll see him on there, and then you'll see him with Arsenio Hall.
I see.
But, Johnny's okay, but I think Johnny's going to really miss that daily work. I mean, he's a, you know, he's a Midwestern kind of guy.
He doesn't take a lot of vacations either. He just goes to tennis tournaments.
Yeah.
That's
he's
about
like
it.
You. He's like he's, you. He works every other week.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he stays home, just like I do.
Just like you do.
We work around the house.
Work around the house. Mm-hmm. I bet you painted the house this past week.
How'd you know?
I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. I know how you are.
I was up there on that ladder.
I saw you. I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta,
put up the screens.
Gotta do
it. Take down the screens.
Gotta do a commercial.
Do it.
Hang on. This is the Cannon Mess at 20 to 4, 72 degrees at CCO.
It's never too late to learn. Especially if you're shopping for one of the 59 million students going back to school. Just use your Discover card and get a refresher course in common sense. After all, the Discover card pays up to 1% cash back yearly based on your annual purchases, which makes the value of an education a little easier to measure. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
Quick check of traffic on Cannon, then we get back to James St. James in Hollywood.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Well, a problem for Highway 55 in the crosstown. Sorry I don't have a direction, but State Patrol on the way down there as well to check out a stall, evidently blocking a lane. Again, Highway 55 in the area of the crosstown. Mendelson Avenue in Golden Valley between 10th and Plymouth Avenue is closed. They're doing some repairs at the railroad tracks there. You have to use Boone Avenue as your alternate. 169 northbound beginning to build in with heavy levels of traffic starting in about the area of Plymouth Avenue. And that will continue to Medicine Lake Road. That is the latest CCO traffic.
The Cannon Mess at 19 before 4. James St. James is with me.
All right, getting back to Jack for a second. I want to tell you, I don't know if you're aware, he's going to be playing. We're talking about Jack Nicholson. Jack Nicholson is going to be playing the title role in the Jimmy Hoffa story.
Really?
Yeah.
They're making a Jimmy Hoffa story.
Yeah, it's going to be called Hoffa.
Uh-huh.
And co-starring Danny DeVito. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be all right.
Yeah.
And Nicholson's going to play Hoffa.
Yeah.
And DeVito.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know.
He may be the assassin, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's quite a story. That story, they still have never solved that thing over there in Detroit.
They think that he's buried out at...
the stadium out there in New York.
Yeah, where the Giants play in Jersey.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
In the end zone.
Yeah. What a way to go, right?
You know, some of these actors know a lot about the history of Hollywood. I was reading in Spy Magazine, you might get a kick out of this. They held a party in L.A. for the director, Stanley Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of reporters were there, you know, and they're talking to these celebrities. And Gerald McRaney from Major Dad was asked which of Stanley Kramer's films really stood out for him. So his reply after several seconds of gushing, he said, there's so many from Dr. Strangelove on up. I mean, he had nothing to do with Strangelove. That was Stanley Kubrick, for goodness sake.
Exactly. Yeah. No question about that. Hey, you get Premiere Magazine, don't you?
Yeah. Boy, they get tough on movies.
Oh, hey, that's all right.
They don't soft soap anybody, do they?
No, they're on nobody's payroll.
No.
But did you see this issue where they're trying to decide what is the sexiest scene ever seen in a movie?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, that must be the new one. It just came out last week. What comes to your mind real quick, Steve?
Postman Always Rings Twice was real with Jack Nicholson and Ms. Lang on the kitchen table.
Yeah, that was a little hot.
My all-time favorite of Sean and in No Way Out the back of the
Sean
limo.
Sean Young. Yeah, they talk about that one.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about that one, how she wasn't too happy about that scene because it went a little farther than it was supposed to go.
Also, Angie Dickinson when she got into a limo, she was killed in this movie, remember? Can't think of it right now.
I'll tell you, the one that comes to my mind is Marilyn Monroe seducing Tony Curtis in Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, that was more funny, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Now
I remember. It was on the ship.
Yeah.
He was playing a part like Gary Grant.
Yeah, maybe it was funny, but...
It was still sexy.
It was hot, too.
What does Premier Magazine say?
Well, they haven't really come out and picked out the one. They narrowed it down to about 10 of them. But one that they didn't put in there that I thought was pretty hot, maybe it's because I was at that age, the summer of 42, where Jennifer O'Neill and the young kid.
Yes,
yes. I was right about that age.
I'll tell you what wasn't sexy.
What's that?
9.5.
Oh, no.
And that was MTV.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, now
they were videos.
They did mention that one.
That was such a ripoff.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, speaking of hot scenes, you know, Ginger Lynn Allen is coming to town, to your town. You know who she is?
No.
Former porno queen, Ginger Lynn.
Oh, the porno queen.
Ginger Lynn Allen now.
Lynn Allen.
She's going to be making a movie in the Twin Cities. It's called Meantime.
Meantime.
Meantime. She plays a young married Catholic woman who's very naive and religious.
Oh.
I can bet she'll play that one. No question about it. Well, you know, she's hanging out now with Charlie Sheen.
Really?
They are an item.
Has Charlie got rid of the nose candy?
Yeah.
It's kind of a euphemistic way to put it. But he went to treatment.
He's been hanging around L.A. too long.
He went to treatment. Is he okay now?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's doing much better. I think he finally found his slot as far as being a movie star.
Oh, that
latest seen the movie Hot Shots.
That's funny.
Yeah, he does a pretty good job in that. And yeah, he admits he's having a problem, and he's been out to Betty Ford quite a bit. And from what I understand, he's doing much better.
We got to go, Jimbo.
Yeah, I know it. I'll talk to you Wednesday. I'm James St. James, live in Hollywood.
It's quarter of four on CCO. Let me run the forecast down for you for CCO and St. Paul and Minneapolis. It's 72 degrees now. It'll go to 56 by morning. Tomorrow's high 81, and it'll be sunny. It's a quarter of four, and let's welcome Whitey Hertzgard.
School days are coming, and this is the CCO Radio Fitness Factor. Dan Hertzgard for Methodist Hospital, building healthy lifestyles for the 90s. Don't let extra weight stand in the way of your child's happy, healthy future. If you want your child to learn the importance of diet and exercise, call the Body Shop at Methodist Hospital. The program has taught thousands of children the benefits of wellness through weight control. The Body Shop focuses on the needs and interests of young people. Small groups of children close in age meet one evening a week for 10 weeks to learn weight control skills with a registered dietitian, physical therapist, and personal growth leader. And it's all done in a supportive, fun environment. The participants are encouraged to explore their own physical potentials with individual exercise plans. They learn their favorite foods, like pizza and hamburgers, aren't forbidden when trying to lose weight. Children and parents together learn about healthy eating habits and nutritious choices. A dietitian evaluates each child and prepares an eating guide that maintains health and growth. The Body Shop. It's the healthy way for your child to lose weight and gain self-esteem and have fun doing it. You can learn more about the program at a free one-evening Body Shop information night on Monday, September 16th at Methodist Hospital. Register for the evening by calling 932-5500. The Body Shop at Methodist Hospital. Just one more way, we're building healthy lifestyles for the 90s. Well, common sense that youngsters need to be healthy in order to optimize their ability to learn. The words of Dr. Laura Sliderman of Southlake Clinic Pediatrics West.
That means making sure their vision and hearing are normal so that they can see what's on the blackboard, hear what the teacher is saying. You want to make sure your child is immunized because there really is measles in the community. We had some whooping cough out there last year. So they have to have their boosters and be in good shape so that they'll be able to learn.
And just a few words about the risks we hear about associated with immunizations.
You balance off the risk of having the immunization against the risk of not having it. And at this point in the Twin Cities, the risk of not being immunized to measles is much greater than any side effect associated with the vaccine.
She says the same is true with all the immunizations. Be sure they don't miss these, as well as the screenings.
You should have 5 DPTs by the time you start school, 4 oral polios, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination. Now we also have a vaccination for something called Haemophilus influenza, which can cause meningitis, and that should be given before age 5. After you have your primary series of immunizations, the tetanus should be readministered every 10 years, and you should also have a measles booster anytime after age 4.
And there is a reality with the early goings of back to school.
As you have exposure to various illnesses, you develop immunity to them. The child starting school may not have had any exposure, particularly if they have not been in daycare or been in nursery school.
So when they first come into contact with large groups of children?
They are going to be coming down with colds as frequently as once a month. They may develop ear infections, strep throats, sinus infections, but that's all part of going to school, and there's no way to avoid it.
Just a part of going to school. So are childhood stresses, and we'll have more on that with Dr. Laura Sliderman this Wednesday on the CCO Radio Fitness Factor.
11 minutes now to 4 on a can and miss. We're holding at 72 degrees here in St. Paul and Minneapolis at CCO. Well, here's something interesting. Did you know that there'll be an International Transplant Olympics in Budapest during the last week of this month? It's a sporting event, according to Herb Cain, who has a friend who donated a kidney to a sister who will be there to play golf. If vampires have a sense of humor, they must be delighted with transplants in Transylvania.
You say the doctor says you're in perfect shape for a person of 114, and your kid took a home video to school of you doing the lambada in your pajamas, and you went to your boss's for dinner, and his wife served you her 9-alarm chili. Well, when food and excitement lead to acid indigestion, Extra Strength Rolaids has 1,000 milligrams of relief. Extra Strength Rolaids. Now that spells relief.
He's only as directed.
We're going to check out the stock market now, see how it's reacting to the Soviet Union crisis. This is the Can and Miss, this gig brought to you by KLM Royal Dutch Airlines.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. Stock prices sent reeling. I'm Peter Donnelly. Details in a moment.
To the many skyways that connect the Twin Cities skyline, you can now add another one 37,000 feet above it. Except this skyway links continents, and it's called KLM Royal Dutch Airlines. Now the world's first airline is also the Twin Cities' newest, bridging the Atlantic with non-stop 747s to Europe's most European city, Amsterdam. Which means you can enjoy the kind of service sought after, not just by experienced travelers, but by other airlines. In fact, over 40 other airlines turn to KLM to train their flight and cabin crews. For reservations, use that other sophisticated linking device, the telephone, and call KLM. The airline of the seasoned traveler.
Fly KLM now and earn quadruple bonus miles with United Airlines Mileage Plus. For details, call your travel agent or KLM at 1-800-777-5553.
Soviet Union that ousted Gorbachev was felt on Wall Street as stocks finished sharply lower in heavy trading. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 69.99 to 2898.03. Advances trailed decliners by nearly 7-1 in volume of 231 million shares. Among the blue chips hit hard by the sell-off, IBM lost $1.50 a share, while Disney was down more than $3. Stocks within the defense industry went against the tide. McDonnell Douglas added $2.50 a share, while Northrop gained more than a dollar. The Treasury Department says it doesn't know how long Solomon curbs will be kept in force. For now, Solomon can't buy treasuries on behalf of clients. December gold finished up 60 cents at $364.10 an ounce. And September silver added a penny at $4.01. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
This is Cannon in the basement studio at WCCO. We're at 72 degrees in the Twin Cities at 8 minutes before 4. I got the fact of the month for you. A week after President Bush announced the troops would return from the Gulf, sales at the Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie outlet nearest Fort Campbell, Kentucky, shot up 300%.
Homeowners, how many times have you painted your house? If you're planning to paint this season, have you considered that in just a few years you'll have to paint again? If you've painted your house too many times, call Sears Siding now. Get a free estimate on vinyl siding, eaves, and overhangs, and stop this endless cycle of painting forever. So call now, save $500, and enjoy no payments until March. Sears Siding will make your home's exterior virtually maintenance-free. It's guaranteed against chipping or showing scratches, and is sold, furnished, and installed by a Sears authorized contractor who stands behind all work. So call 1-800-492-6300 now. Save $500 and enjoy no payments until March. There's no obligation. Minimum purchase for $500 savings, 300 square feet. Ask your salesperson about the deferred payment plan and warranty details. Not available in all areas. Offer ends September 30th. So call 1-800-492-6300 now. That's 1-800-492-6300.
We're doing a traffic check on Cannon, and here's Jerry Peterson.
Well, a couple of problems on the system right now. 694 east of Boone Avenue, we have a rollover accident in the center. Median State Patrol is on the way. You'll find traffic levels heavy and slow both directions as you approach Boone Avenue. 81 as you head westbound, eastbound, starting up just before Boone Avenue. Highway 55 westbound at Fernbrook, an accident there. You're going to find Hennepin on the way to check that out. Highway 55 in the crosstown still working, getting a stalled, cleared out through there. 35W northbound as you leave Roseville. Traffic slowing in the area of 694. And Steve-O, that's the latest CCO traffic.
On Canon on CCO.
Jonathan was everything Rachel ever wanted until she met his twin brother, James.
James is psychotic, Rachel.
He was like a drug she couldn't resist.
Are you attracted to me?
And a secret she couldn't bear to tell.
Rachel, you won't tell Jonathan because you haven't.
Two brothers with two things in common. One was their hatred for each other.
This is just another one of his sick jokes. Oh, shut up, Jonathan.
The other was Rachel. Lies of the Twins, a USA world premiere movie starring Isabella Rossellini and Aidan Quinn. Tomorrow night at 9, 8 Central on USA.
Okay, it is just about 5 to 4 on Canon. Ray Christensen will be in here with the news, and then we'll have part 2 of the Canon Mess at about 6 past 4. 72 degrees, Canon Mess.
This is Ginger Sisko with a public service message from WCCO Radio. The American Refugee Committee is looking for volunteers to be mentors, tutors, and friends to refugee high school students and refugee women. Mentors help students improve their English and learn more about their community. Training is provided. For more information, call the American Refugee Committee at 872-7060. That's 872-7060.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting the news brought to you by BizMart. Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone says the ouster of Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev is an ominous event. Speaking this noon to the Greater Minneapolis Chamber of Commerce, the freshman DFLer said the U.S. should forcefully condemn the coup and provide moral support to the Soviet people.
We rallied 28 nations against Saddam Hussein. Some people wanted to go forward with economic sanctions. Others said we had to move forward with military action. Makes no difference as I speak here today. I would make the argument that what is happening in the Soviet Union is at least as important, and really what I'm trying to say, far more important in terms of its effect on all of us in this room and our children and our grandchildren.
Wellstone urged representatives of the state's business community to make it clear that U.S. investment will not continue if the new government uses oppressive tactics against Soviet citizens. A group of teenagers from Minnesota, North Dakota, China, and the Soviet Union will not be leaving for Moscow tomorrow as planned. The coup in the Soviet Union has cut short plans by the group Imagine 91 to go overseas with its musical performance. The teens gave a performance near the U.S. Capitol this morning that was supposed to be a send-off for the trip. The group was put together by a school in Fargo as part of an annual program to promote understanding among American, Chinese, and Soviet teenagers. Some of the teens are from the Moorhead, Minnesota area. Picketing continues outside the Fargo operations of Midwest Motor Express. Members of the Teamsters Union are striking at several of the company's terminals in North Dakota and Minnesota. The pickets in Fargo today shouted, "Go home, scabs," when non-union replacement workers arrived, but the workers made it through the picket line without incident. Witnesses are helping Minneapolis police gather information about the alleged police beating of two men Saturday night. The men were arrested along with six others after fights broke out at a dance at the convention center. Police Sergeant Phil Van Tassel says several witnesses have been coming forward with detailed accounts of what happened.
What we do with that is take the basic information and ask them, would they be willing to give us a statement to that effect? But eventually it'll be the Civilian Review Authority that'll take those statements.
The Civilian Review Authority is an independent body formed this spring to investigate charges of misconduct against the city administration. It will present any findings or recommendations to the police chief. 19-year-old James Fye of Maplewood and two 15-year-old St. Paul boys have been arrested for the beating death of a St. Paul man over the weekend. 22-year-old Shea King's body was found along railroad tracks yesterday morning. Police say the four had apparently been drinking in a nearby cave when a fight broke out, and the three suspects then allegedly beat King to death. Everything down on the stock market today. The industrials on the Dow down 69.99, transportation's down 42.5, utilities down 3, and the volume 229 million shares.
Something so big is coming to the Twin Cities that it could only be called a mega center.
Hey, hey, couldn't you call it Humonga Center?
Introducing the world's first computer, software, and office product super center, the Bismarck Mega Center.
How about Gargantua Center?
Bismarck Office Products. Bismarck.
With top names like Apple, IBM, Compaq, Toshiba, and many more, Bismarck is your one-stop office supply and computer headquarters.
Let's see. Mammoth Center. No. Mondo Center. Yeah.
At Bismarck, you'll find only the best and always for less. So stop in today or give us a call and start saving your company megabucks at
Bismarck Office Products.
Mega Center.
We have our center, the WCCO Weather Center. In it, Mike Lynch.
And we're talking sunshine and warmer.